CBSi in the world. Behind the Black. Bob Zimmerman keeps the website Behind the Black, and I'm looking at an illustration on Bob's website of Mars, and Bob is going to explain a discovery, or at least more discovery, on this part of the Martian equator. Bob?
Yes, the Martian equator, the dry equatorial tropics of Mars, the equatorial regions, there's no known water on the surface, but scientists have been trying very hard to see if there's buried ice at the equator. And a new study using data from the European Mars Express Orbiter now strongly suggests that at the equator, underneath the largest volcanic deposit on the planet, called Medusae Fossae Formation, are large deposits of dirt ice layers. Very deep. They could be as much as 2 miles thick, but anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 feet below the surface. So in other words, if you want to get to this ice, you're basically doing a mining operation because you can't drill a well and suck it up because it's frozen. You basically have to dig down to it and pull it up and then process it because it's going to be mixed with dirt. But nonetheless, the evidence suggests that even at the equator at Mars, even though the surface is dry, there is possibly ice under the surface. And I've got a graphic from their paper, essentially, showing where on Mars this is at the equator and where it's located, where the best places are located. If this is true, it just gives us more evidence that Mars can be settled by humans. There's lots of water there.
The James Webb Space Telescope confirming mystery seen by Hubble. What mystery, Bob?
When Hubble did its deep space images, it looked into the far, far past of the universe and looked at early galaxies, and it found that they were all very weirdly shaped, irregular. Some of them were long and flat or thin and elongated. Well, Webb, using infrared vision, is apparently confirming this, that the galaxies in the early universe appear not like we see in our time, spirals and ellipticals, but instead, they're rarely round, like frisbees or volleyballs, to use their words. And that's just confirming what Hubble had detected. Of course, this data is still uncertain because there haven't been a lot of images taken, so we don't have a very large sample, and that's going to take time to really determine if the galaxies are truly more irregular in the early universe than they are in our time.
What shape did you describe them? How did you describe them, Bob?
This is what they described. They said they're either like pool noodles or they're all kinds of weird shapes, elongated, narrow, curved, twisted. They don't have these spiral-shaped galaxies we see in our time today, John. They're much more distorted, and they also are more massive but much, much smaller. I mean, more massive for their size. They're much smaller than our galaxies with less mass, but with the mass they have more than you'd expect from those sized galaxies.
And we go to our solar system, and there's more mysteries here. Bob wants to go to the moon Io. What do you see, Bob?
Io was recently had a close approach from Juno, and it took some pictures. I've posted those pictures before, but there was a recent picture of the Surt volcano on Io that was spectacular because it really gives us an impression of what goes on this very volcanic active planet. I've got the picture on Behind the Black. You can see holes where obviously the volcano comes out. There were major eruptions at this location recently. You can see where a volcano cone has literally evaporated away. It's no, half gone from eruptions destroying it. Very spectacular image, and it just gives us a sense of the alienness of Io. It's a different alienness than Mars, and a different alienness than the Moon, and a different alienness than Venus, because every object is different in the universe, it seems, but unique in their own sense.
Is this the largest volcano that we can see active?
Oh, no, not at all. This is not even close. There are many, many, you know, volcanoes, active volcanoes all across the surface of Io. This is just one in particular that happened to have a really good picture of that I wanted to post so you can get a sense of the strangeness. The volcano cone that is half destroyed here is really impressive because you can see the curve of the old cone, but the other half is gone. It was destroyed in a later eruption from a different hole. It's really amazing.
And finally, back to Earth, an astronomical balloon. What is the significance of its extended flight, Bob?
Well, they have been doing astronomy from high-altitude balloons now since the 50s, but this is different because the technology has improved enough. This balloon, it's been up for 2 weeks. It's called Gusto. It's taking astronomical data of interstellar medium. They hope to fly it for longer than 55 days and break a record that's been done before, John, and that's the significance.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Black.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.